Well, that's exactly right. What we've done is we've taken the 360, we've added a DSP, and then we've...
What happened to your eyes?
Where am I going? You don't need eyes to see.
I did not say this. I am not here.
You just shot an unarmed man.
He should arm himself. He's gonna decorate his saloon with my friend.
Fucking mother whore. Shit!
You're not trying to draw psycho pigeon. You really are crazy.
I mean, it's not like I'm committing murder. I'm not killing anybody. The crack is what's gonna kill him. Hell, it's killing them already. I'm just speeding up the process, that's all. I'm not shooting anyone. I'm not stabbing anyone. I'm merely going to place a lethal form of crack in their presence. They don't have to take it. Nobody has a gun to their head. If they don't want to do it, they can just say no.
Welcome to Pop Culture Purgatory.
Frank, give me the disc.
We're going to play this right out to the end, huh, Colette?
Give me the disc.
Now put down the gun. And hand the disc to Agent Dubois.
Don't do.
Look, Frank, trust is everything. Remember?
That's it. You were always such an obedient little soldier. Now hand it over.
Is this it, boss?
Hey, everybody, welcome back to Pop Culture Purgatory. This is Jeremy.
This is D-Song.
First Draw Maltine.
How do I do my name in French? Like, McFarlane.
It's McFarlane. McFarlane. I smoke a cigarette. Not anymore.
Like candles.
Drink vino. I don't know. Right.
So we have finished our Harry Potter month for now until next year, and we just decided to just do some shit and
to really hit the reset button. Really,
you have to use a lot of brain cells right now, man. But we're talking about a movie from 1995 starring Anna Nicole Smith called To the Limit.
PM Entertainment is proud to present Anna Nicole Smith. She lives in a world of imminent danger, a land where there is no mercy, a place where she will be pushed to the limit.
She used me at first to get to my boss. We fell in love. He began to confide in me.
You're now in possession of a very valuable and dangerous item.
She is a soldier in a secret war.
Until I learn the truth about my boss.
He's CIA Division Chief Arthur Jameson.
This guy's using what he's selling.
She is a fighter who wants to change sides.
You gotta believe me.
But her old enemy will not become a fast ally.
There's one Colette Dubois in the United States. She died 30 years ago.
Agents have aliases, you know that.
There's no CIA rep. And you think you can trust her?
They can't afford not to.
Aren't you forgetting about the senator that you made disappear?
She has the evidence that will balance their power. But it will not keep the peace.
Give me the disc!
Bring the doctor here right away, please! Got it!
It's such an ugly business we're in.
And bullets are not his only weapon.
I have files on everybody, including you. If anybody gets that disc, everybody goes down.
Thank you.
kill him.
How are you gonna do that?
By taking it to the limit. Starring Anna Nicole Smith and Playboy Playmates of the Year, Rebecca Ferrati and Kathy Schauer.
Yeah. Push the tits to the limit. Ooh, the titties. I mean, and frankly, this cast is kind of surprising.
It is.
You got Joey Travolta, of course, John Travolta's fucking brother, which I didn't know was a thing until I watched this movie.
The least impressive part of this movie is that guy.
Oh, yeah. And he's supposedly the best actor. I think the tits are the best. The silicone is the best actor.
The shower is
the best actor. But yeah.
But you've got David Proval from fucking The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Branscombe Richmond, who's played Native American. I think he was on Walker, maybe. He's on Renegade.
Renegade.
Yeah. He's the producer of this movie as well, along with Joey Travolta. They both produce a bunch of softcore porn, which I thought was fun.
Really?
Wow.
I went on a deep dive because I was like, who the that looks like John Travolta, but it does. It was like, oh, what the? I had no idea. I really didn't know he had a brother.
Branscombe, right? Branscombe was not part of the whole like softcore porn, right?
Oh yeah, go check out some of the things he produced. But he's got a lot of better credits, so to speak.
He's got better credits. Yeah.
Like Steven Seagal movies are better credits, but they're there. Yeah.
He's definitely in that fucking that movie that Seagal did. Steven Seagal himself is a Native American. He also directed that oil rig sort of movie. I forget what it's called, but.
Yikes. Oh, On Deadly Ground? No. Or is it? I can't remember. Anyway, yeah.
I would describe this movie as almost a Seagal vibe, except without the ridiculousness of Seagal. There's just two milky honkers that take over.
She's the rapey one.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, I kind of agree with the concept, but I the thing is, though, I feel like, honestly, the directors behind most Seagal stuff are way better directors. So they also find a great cast for the most part too to be in there. And here, yeah, we have a like Mike said before, kind of surprised what the cast is here, what we got here, legitimate actors. But like, it's not anywhere near like watching like Out for Justice or anything like that. I mean, those movies are really exciting and fun movies, honestly, with some really amazing fucking acting in them. But this is nothing compared to that.
Well, this movie came off like the hind legs of Anna Nicole Smith, or Anus as I call her, coming straight off of getting that Playboy. What was it? Playboy of the Year.
Playboy of the Year. And then Guess Jean signed her immediately, like with no questions asked. She's like, ooh, there was like, oh, I definitely want to bang her. So let's get her a contract. Terrible.
And you can tell that's what this movie was about.
Oh, yeah. Almost and I mean, entirely. This feels like a spiritual sequel to our last Anna Nicole episode, Die Hard ripoff, which I think that one is actually better than this one.
How does that work? Skyscraper.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, we did Skyscraper as well.
Yeah.
That was the part of the reason I brought this one up.
I figured you did. I figured that Tron didn't really either because we didn't tell him about it really, but like, Tron, we did
I forgot
2 years ago, 2.5 years ago, called Skyscraper, which was a lot of fun. It's less like soft core and it's more acting oriented, more diehard oriented. Yeah, but there are some
it's a diehard ripoff, 100%. Yeah.
When Mike posted this in the group text, I was like, that's gonna be a lot of fun. And then I started watching, like, this is way different from
Skyscraper. Awful. This is so. I remember I almost texted you, I was like, should we like pick a different one? Like, once I got to like the third sex scene, like 25 minutes in, I'm like, ah, God. And don't get me wrong, 13-year-old me be like, ooh, titties. Now I'm just like, ah, I hate titties.
I'm so desensitized to it at this point in my life. I'm just like, fucking, this does nothing for me, dude. It's just
right. Oh, me neither. I'm fast forwarding through this,
like,
shit,
highlighting how global, like, looking her tits are, and like unnatural looking tits she has.
They look
and
terrible. That mirror shot where she's like just like pushing her tits out as far as possible. They literally look like bolt-ons. Like, you hear the term all the time. And they just look so bad. Engine bolt-ons.
Fucking those fucking, they're standing at attention all the time.
Quick day at the shop, dude. A couple minor jobs and get her out of there. But it's so the way that she has to, and I'm sure that, you know, this is her, she knows what she's getting into with this movie. And so I'm sure she's playing it well too, but it's like, we're going to have, like, you're never going to take a non-sensual shower ever. You have to be, every shower has to be more, most orgasmic 10 minute fucking, like, it's so insane, dude.
It's so retarded.
Interestingly enough,
I hate using that word there.
Yeah. Well, it belongs here. It belongs here.
Touche. Touche. I guess you should read the fucking.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Premise, yeah. An ex-CIA agent, laugh my fucking ass off, sets out for cold, hard revenge against the ruthless villain and his group of trained assassins who murdered her husband. And it's like, she's banging everyone in the movie, but yeah, whatever. Fuck the pain away.
Fuck the pain away. Hell yeah, dude.
And this movie is a cascade of constant mediocrity and just like horrendous writing, horrendous acting. So
editing
much more than
was
I
terrible too. I think
the editing is probably the worst part. I think that's the shots of like the cutting to the feet shuffling when they're running and then cutting back up, and the speed is way off with their bodies are moving compared to the feet moving. Yeah. Makes no sense.
It annoyed me more when they thought that they were being creative, when like someone saw tits and dropped a cigar out of his mouth. The next scene was another character like stomping on a cigar on the floor and it trying to like match up the timing of cigar falls. And it was just, and they wouldn't even bother to have the cigar facing the right way as it was falling. It was just like every little bit of it was just so fucking shoehorned in.
Yeah,
and
the shadowy guy in the boiler room with his Apple II. Like let's have this lamp rock back and forth so forcefully, you're gonna have like an epileptic seizure. How many times he just goes back and forth, and then you see this guy's eyes, and like his eyes are like set in the shadows.
It
makes no sense at all. It's just, it's brutal.
His eyes are the only part that are exposed, and you go and it zooms out, and then it goes to a different scene, and the entire room's lit by a lamp, and it's like that. None of that makes sense.
I mean, the movie starts off with like a spotlight on a CIA like secret file, like it's secret, like it's like
that looks
man.
Like computer generated. Even it almost looked like a cartoon.
It really did.
It looked like it came out of GoldenEye, like the intro to GoldenEye, where there's like a secret document on the floor that just says secret document on it in a manila folder. It's like,
yeah, exactly. It's fucking, it's brutal. Man. The guy's like, he's got that one guy's wearing like sunglasses. He's got that terrible fake mustache. He's like, well done, comrade. Very good. I will deliver the money to him. No problem. We will get him. It's just like, whoa, what the fuck happened? Like, another guy is like, looking at the
I guarantee that guy's named Bud and he lives in fucking Sunset. You know? the accent's so bad.
Oh, man.
And also, the triple assassination thing at the beginning is just so terrible.
Insane. Bad. Now, did you guys know this was a sequel? A real movie?
No,
I did not. No, I tried to nuke my brain from it, but here we are.
is a sequel.
It's a sequel to a movie I didn't write it down. And who cares, honestly? But
the last playmate of the year had her walking to the limit, and this is to the limit.
Well, I will say that the like Frankie Da Vinci, a bunch of those guys are like actual characters. Like Michael Norrie, who gets blown up in the car. Michael Norrie is in one of my favorite movies of all time called The Hidden. He's great in that movie, but like he's in here, but he's also in the first movie too. And they actually bring back a lot of those original characters for this. What I found really interesting about the first movie is that they have, you know, Frank Da Vinci, he's getting married to his lady in the beginning, right? At the church. Her name's Lupe or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Da Vinci's War, is that what the other one's called?
I think so. Yeah, some stupid show like that.
Yeah.
But in that movie, Vanity plays that character, which I thought was pretty cool. So I was like, I gotta go back and watch that and just see Vanity because she's a way better.
And I guess she dies in the movie because they keep fucking talking about Lupe in this movie, and Vanity apparently plays Lupe in that movie.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Yeah, but yeah.
Action Jack. Oh, sorry, misunderstood.
She's a better actor than everybody in this entire movie. And I was like, I guess he just figured out this is a pile of shit. So I'll move on to something else. So
I mean, I think they designed it that way. it definitely feels intentional.
Well, this is like the mid-90s too, so there's like a lot of mafia movie content coming out, and this like this kind of got to the point where they got so fucking lazy with like the Italian characters too. He's like, oh, I feel so
Frankie,
bad.
We'll make, hey. We'll bring you home, man. We'll make some gabagool.
Make us some spaghetti. Okay.
It's so many times because I had subtitles on. Because I wouldn't watch it in front of my family after the first 15 minutes. Yeah, like, I watch it at night and just chill out on the volume. And it fucking just said unintelligible every time there's an Italian.
Every time but the music plays in this, it says music. Music arrives like what kind of music it is.
The volume balance, too, is so fucking bad that you can almost not hear what anyone's saying half the time either, dude. It's just
probably
like,
the point.
like the dude's just doing a windmill with a boom mic over their fucking head because every now and then it's like loud and then just goes completely quiet into what they're saying. We're unintelligible.
That one explosion with the van at the beginning with the guy on fire is pretty awesome. Fucking badass. That had to be where, like, you know, a third of the budget went for those.
That's PM Entertainment. If you guys ever watched, I mean, I'm sure you guys have watched this shit when you were kids. You never really realized the production company of the logo. That was their thing. Like, big fucking explosions, big fucking car accidents, like big car explosions like that. And it's all here. Every one of those explosions is fucking awesome, but like it hurts everything else. Well, this movie specifically, because there are good PM Entertainment movies. I like some of, I actually own some of them, but like this movie, it's like, it's just one of those ones where just like there's thought they had a hit in their hands, but nah, it's just a shit the fucking bed, man.
Yeah. How could anyone watch this and think they have the hit on their hands? But you know, that's studio execs, man. It's like, oh, titties, let's fucking make some money.
there's that trivia with like with fucking Travolta's brother, like on IMDb. The only piece where he's just like they almost hired Robert. I forgot his name.
Zadar, something like that. Yeah.
Zadar. That's it. Robert Zadar. Travolta's brother was like, you know what? I have pretty good chemistry. I have really good chemistry with Anna Nicole Smith. So I'll just hire myself, the guy who's also the co-writer, co-producer. I'm like, there's no fucking chemistry between you.
He's obviously just trying to fuck smash Anna Nicole. Yeah. Obvious. Dude trying to smash.
Yep. And it's, I believe, I was in my head too, like you guys are saying, like, it's, if all of this considered and the movie studios let it slip, they must have had a target audience of who this was for. And I don't think like it could have been the avid Playboy like subscriber at the time, but I'm thinking like a 60-year-old plumber who's just like daytime strip club for the buffet for his lunch. Yeah. And he's like coming out. He's like, ah, that's a great film. That fucking cans. And
my name's fucking Buck. I'm here to fuck. Great book.
Great movie. Who the fuck is this for, dude? Like, nobody.
It's for that whole part
of 16-year-old kids back on Cinemax. I mean, that's what this is for.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you got to think about these are distributed all across those on the late night. Skidamax, fucking Showtime, all of that shit back in the day.
Yeah, I mean, like, Julie Strain back in the day. Like, Julie Strain was the jam. Like, that was my, I was like, Battle Queen 2000, like whatever she was in was awesome. Like, I was like, I'm watching that. And it was because of Cinemax, we had, you know, free month of Cinemax, some shit. You're watching this weird softcore porn action shit or sci-fi shit. And it's like, it's cool, but like, it's all kids stuff. And if you're 30 years old watching this, that's, I mean, rough, at dude. The time, that's rough. I mean, like,
this is made for you to be 13 watching it between the fuzz because you don't have the channel and you're just waiting for tits to show up and you're paying tribute. Yeah, dude, no fucking way. This is, you're backing to it. Yeah, as a 13-year-old, if you're an adult watching this, it's just, dude, we're getting up to 40 and watching this like in our current stage is just,
I'm not gonna lie. I was like, dude, should we pick something? I swear to God, I had that whole thought. I was like, fuck, this is so bad. This is so much worse than I expected from Skyscraper. Because after that, I was like, it's terrible, but Skyscraper's watchable.
It is. Yeah. And
this is fucking not. it's something.
The makeup's even bad in it too, man. Even just like the, when she gets blown up and comes back, it just looks like someone smeared, like, I don't know, like charcoal on the side of her face, and
like a little like mask or lipstick running like down her lip and shit. It's like, what the fuck, man? It looks so bad.
And also like you're on their way to like a wedding and like you just gonna fuck, like you wait for her to take a bath and you've got to fuck her, and like he's like, yo, we get there on time, we might get to see the fucking cake get cut. Hey, yo. It's like, what the fuck, you guys fuck, like I makes no sense. And then like he starts the car up, like he puts the key in, and then like he starts the car, and like it's a quick edit to like Anna Nicole Smith like sitting, like standing on the balcony, like looking at him with the fucking present in her hand, and then it explodes. I'm like, what the fuck were you doing? Were you waiting? Editing is so awful.
It's terrible. Literally just like a guy on cocaine fucking just chopping scenes apart and gluing them together in the edit room. That's the only thing I can imagine for this. Right?
So Jerry Joe fucking found
Fight Club. Yeah.
Yeah. Joe found some incredible, it's a tiny piece here, but this is all about what's his name? Branscombe Richmond, the guy from Renegade, who's like, he gets killed, quote unquote killed at some point, but then he comes back at the end. They dig his body. It's weird. The guy who's waiting in the hallway the whole time, he's like, fuck yeah, he's gonna live. Frankie's gonna live. He's so weird. So bizarre. But Joe found the last night sent this to me. She's like, this is off his IMDb, his IMDb or Wikipedia. It says, Branscombe Richmond was inducted into the Motorcycle Hall of Fame in 2003. Grindcore band Anal Cunt paid tribute to him in a track called Branscombe Richmond and their album I Like It When You Die.
Jesus. Rock and roll.
Holy shit. This song is hilarious, but yeah.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, that was Anal Cunt for sure.
And also, the voice on Apex Legends.
Wow, dude.
That was fucking hilarious, but
yeah. I didn't think he was all that bad in this. His role, he's a likable character in this
movie. He is what he is, man. I mean, honestly, yeah. I'll tell you right now, like, I've seen The Room. I've seen a lot of bad shit. We've watched, like, things on here in the past. Yes. I think compared to all them, Nicole Smith is a better actor than all those fucking people. Holy shit.
Yeah, I agree. Dude,
That's very fair, because a lot of these other movies that we've watched that are, like, absolute indie film ground up, they literally just found their friends who have zero acting chops and brought them in. We're just like, here you go, good luck. You know,
she can handle a gun pretty well, in my opinion, honestly. But
you know, yeah, I agree.
I'll give her that, but I don't think she sells to me the persona of being an XCI agent. There's a scene in this movie where like discretion is absolute key, and she has to roll up to see what's going on. She's in a 7 Series convertible wearing a red beret.
Oh, that outfit. That fucking outfit is like a varsity jacket or something. Bitch trying to be inconspicuous is literally, which looks like, and like they have the quick little cut for her face. In face, like, oh shit. And she's like turns around slowly and kind of saunters back, like, oh my God. It's so bad.
It's like she just walked into one of those Spirit Halloween stores and just grabbed anything she could get her hands on, right? Showed up at the scene, dude.
It's like the Marvel people in the Marvel movies. It's always a fucking hat and sunglasses and like a hoodie. Like, you're making yourself more fucking conspicuous. It's the opposite.
Even if I wasn't on edge, like I'm like someone's being conspicuous around me and something shit's happening. If I saw somebody walk out of that car wearing that outfit and I didn't even see the face, I would just be like, something's going on there. If I was just to walk out today and saw someone, I'd be like, oh, fuck, something's going on there.
Right.
For sure. I mean, something's going
on. And even with that, you look at it, it's like, okay, you've got to be a porn star or something.
Yeah, like, yeah, right.
Even
yeah,
that covered so, like, up, it's like, wow. Right.
Yeah, which that on so like wide shouldered and shit. She's like, she's not your average sort of person. She looks different. It's weird. She almost looks like a fucking female Terminator or some shit. It's like,
broad ass shoulders. She's got to carry those fucking boulders, dude. Of course, yeah. She's very top heavy, let's say, and I mean that, and also her shoulders and her entire like upper. It seems like she should play that women's football lingerie football league, and she would fucking crush. Like it, her crushed, in her prime.
Dude. I think she would crush. Yeah,
I think she would dominate, dude.
And
did you guys ever find her like to be the hottest thing on earth? When I mean, 95, we were about 10 years old, maybe.
Yes.
I mean, I remember, you know, her being very hot, like seeing like Naked Gun 3, and I was like, well, she's very
hot. Yeah, same. Naked Gun. Same.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also remember like the whole her marrying the billionaire. Like I remember that just being fucking news in the show every year. Yeah.
And resolution came out? Did she ever actually get money out of that?
I read a whole fucking. So,
yes.
So the son of the guy who died sued her into oblivion. And so the first court awarded her. So the whole estate was $1.6 billion. The first court awarded her $445 million or something like that. And then in 2001, a court in Houston overturned that verdict, vacated it. and offer like $1 million. And then like 4 years later, 4 or 5 years later, another court, appeals court, vacated that and awarded her even more money and more estate and shit like that. But since after they both died, it essentially left the lawsuit dead. So I'm assuming the fortune went to the rest of the family after that.
Wow. What were the daughter? You know,
the magnet. I'm sorry.
Her daughter. You know about her daughter at all? What she got or?
Well, she was not a daughter of what's his name.
I'm talking about Anna Kill's daughter.
I know what you're talking about. She was not the daughter of the billionaire. So like she didn't.
No, but I just thought that maybe she what happened to her with money wise. Maybe she got something. I don't know. But yeah.
So apparently don't you remember Howard Stern suing the original father who said he was the father of Anna Nicole Smith's daughter?
Right.
Because
right.
Howard Stern said that he was the dad and that he actually they went to the Bahamas and like vacated the fucking U.S. Court. And the original dad, Larry something, I can't remember his last name, of course, went to court and all that shit. And it was eventually found out he was the actual father of the baby. And he was allowed to leave with the child after that, like May something, 2007. I can't remember the exact details, but I know that much.
Right.
Okay. It's fucking insane, dude.
It's fucking insane. So it was somebody with. Yeah, but that is what happens when you are romantically involved with a porn star. You're going to get. Well, it's not a porn star. But
it's not a porn star.
Poor thing. Yeah. Poor thing. She she never had kind of a poor background. She was married to her first cook at the first little Burger King or whatever kind of restaurant she worked at when she was local, like 18. Yeah. Yes.
And her ending is very, very sad, the way she died.
It's horrific. Her son died in her hospital room, dude. Like,
yeah.
And then she passed away not long afterwards, obviously. It's just, it's horrific. 39 years old. It's a lot of sadness. 39. Which blew my mind. I did not realize she was that young.
I always thought she was in her 40s. But it's because we saw her kind of degrade when she got the trim really sloppy every time she was on TV, like she was on fucking, which obviously she was on heavy drugs.
Nicole show back on VH1, but like ET or some shit like that back then.
I think it was ET. Oh, I think you're right. Yeah. Oh yeah, I watched that shit.
I watched it too. Yeah, because Anna Nicole Smith, she was super hot. That's why. Right. She seemed like a lot of fun.
ET,
like
I'm a dumb kid.
Titties.
Much like this movie. Much like, you know, apparently those titties can save you from driving a car into a helicopter and exploding it. airbag shit, man. That's chest bags.
That explosion was so fucking devastating, dude.
It's brutal.
Insane. And her like when she drives through it, it's like super casual, like yeah, I mean
screaming, but it's like, what are you doing? Okay, right. Okay, what's your thought process? And then secondly, director, what's your fucking thought process? How did she get that shit? Makes no fucking sense at all.
But yeah, she takes out the two guys right standing next to the helicopter.
She took it to the limit.
She's in the limit of the explosion zone, which is right in the middle of it through the car. And
there's no way that bitch don't die. There's no way.
Not a chance in hell. You could even in that scene see the explosion rip through the inside of that car.
Is she CIA or is she Jedi? Like, what the fuck?
her hair is still done when the explosion.
It's great. It's so great. You're spot on, dude.
Me,
it's so
man.
Weird, like we like her whole like situation where like after her husband gets blown up, like we cut to like so many different scenes, and all of a sudden we cut to her like driving up to some the Pink Flamingo Hotel or some shit. She parks like vertically into some lanes and then runs inside a hotel. She goes inside the hotel. She doesn't close the door at all. He's just cracked open.
Yeah.
Starts to get dressed really quickly. Then shoots a fucking guy coming through the door. Shoots a guy in the window. Then she leaves with the fucking suitcase and then like
she judo chops one guy and throws her over his shoulder.
Ski masks and shit.
It's so bad.
A bunch of them and shit. And then she like tells a cop, a police officer, to get the fuck out of the fucking car. Gets in the car and there's this crazy weird chase and it's like none of it makes any sense. Like the continuity is like fuck it out the window. Mm-hmm. Fuck your continuity. This means nothing to us.
Oh, I like the wedding. continuity. The wedding cops show up within 10 seconds and she's on a shootout at that hotel for like a solid 10 minutes. And one lone officer shows up. Not even
it's insane. It's just
Yeah, yeah, that was fucking nuts, dude.
I mean, still crazier
than everything else that happens in this movie.
Right.
Agreed. Yeah, the whole shootout with the at the wedding is hilarious. Is amazing. It's hilarious. Like, the fact that no one sees a bunch of fucking masked people in black, like showing up, like a bunch of like art fucking actors and actresses and shit showing up with turtlenecks and fucking ski masks and like, hey, yo, what the fuck is going on? Hey. No, man, they just start shooting and firing at people and shit and killing like the bride and groom. And then like dudes like the dude in the brown jackets, like kind of dodging shit behind a fucking like a flimsy tree and like everyone's just shooting at each other. It's absolute. And then one guy, one guy's like shooting at somebody else, and like a dude comes across and just flies by him, like full, like almost like Mario, like just
he does a Mario jump in front of him, and he just waits a second and then goes back to shooting.
Oh, that was rough.
Here we go.
And like the cops, all the cops show up. They don't say like, step out of the car, lower your weapons. No, you just fucking shoot the fuck out of this van. And like a lady ends up escaping. And the dude, he decides the best thing to do is not escape out the front door, but to blast out the fucking two back doors and just start shooting at the fucking cops with a pump action shotgun. They just light his ass up and catch his ass on fire. It's amazing. It's incredible.
It really is. It really is. It's badass.
What is the tagline? Her code name was Colette. Her mission was danger is what it literally says on the cover.
Is that what it says?
It's so bad. Yeah, her mission
was danger.
What does that mean? When I saw that, I was stunned because that was the first thing I saw when you sent it over, and I was like, there's no way that this is real. I didn't know she made movies outside of Naked Gun because I never saw
Skyscraper. I remember hearing about them back in the day, but it's like, man, that was back then. I never watched them because they're all on Skinamax. Or Showtime,
the cover even has the what's it called? Unsolved Mysteries like text that the 90s used on everything.
You're totally right.
Noir, with her face blown it's up in the background. Zoom in on her cans on the front. Yeah, this tells you everything. Right when I saw the cover to that, I knew what we were getting into for sure. There was no question about it, and I was excited.
Look up the cover for Skyscraper.
Okay, here we go.
It's hilarious because she's like kind of like dressed the same way, but she's looking at a skyscraper when I look up.
No, it's kind of the same thing. No, I did.
Hold on. It's pretty amazing.
I'm pulling it up. All right, here. Yes, it
is. Oh, it's on Tubi too, man. It's there as well. Shit. I do not recommend. You're doing
the duck lips, and there's like a computer-generated skyscraper, like a poster-level skyscraper. Oh, my God, dude. With a gun yet again. Look at her go.
No pinstripe suit this time.
Welcome to the C-list. I guess B-list for the boobs.
Internationally acclaimed supermodel Anna Nicole Smith at eight floors of action-packed terror. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, it sounded like it would have been better than what I just watched. Honestly,
you would like. I think you like it. Me and Mike had a good full 50 minutes combo on this. It was a lot of fun.
Like I said, this one was watchable. This one is.
Yeah. Yeah. this one would probably be better for like a watch along. I think that would have been fucking live roast.
Oh, was a commentary? Yeah.
Can you imagine a commentary on this?
A roast along, if you will.
Holy shit. Right. This fucking Sopranos actor in this movie. It still blows my mind that he's in this. I know.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
And he loves women. He's banging them all. And his poor wife is like crying at some point. I know he's just banging all the girls. Like, well, fuck. Bitch, he's a mobster. What do you expect?
And so
especially in a movie starring Anna Nicole Smith.
Of course, yeah. He's got all the charisma, right, on screen together. But Raymond Martino, the guy who directed this. Yeah, exactly. Did you see his acting credits here or uncredited acting? What's his name here? Raymond Martino, the guy who co-wrote and directed this movie.
Okay.
He stopped acting and directing around like the the late 2000s, the early 2000s. But he goes back to The Godfather, and he plays uncredited, obviously, a Corleone family member. He's in Network, uncredited. Great fucking film.
Yeah.
He's in a couple episodes of Hill Street Blues. He's also a gang member in Pee Wee's Big Adventure.
Oh,
which is amazing.
That's amazing.
He's in a movie called The Killing Zone, which you guys have to see because it's a pretty amazing movie. It's way better than this. Living to Die, which it's okay. But I kind of find it how he started off as uncredited characters in some huge films, classic films. And then all of a sudden, you know what? I'll make my own fucking mobster movie. Fuck it. I'll do it myself. And yeah.
Well, how hard could it be?
How hard could it be? That whole scene with them at that, with everybody at the table at that club or whatever in Las Vegas. Yeah. It's some cringeworthy
shit.
It's
so terrible.
Damn.
So rough, dude. Yeah. It looks like they literally just watched it's the way I would describe it is like if you had a friend describe to you over the phone what a mobster movie looked like, and on the other side you're kind of drunk and took notes down, and the next day you try to make a movie out of it.
Right. Or it's like someone sees fucking Casino and then tells it to 12 people through the ear, and then you get this shit.
Right. Exactly. You motherfucker. Don't ever go upside my head like that again.
It's so bad. It's so fucking bad. And like just painfully so. Everything about it is so bad. I do kind of like, what is the other female like assassin or whatever with the little
lady?
That one's actually pretty. I kind of like her character in this movie. That was the one I was like, all right, she's kind of interesting.
The food died. She's the food terrible. Guy lady.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, the green venom poison in the ivy.
Right? That fucking just call it poison ivy.
Yeah, because that's the color that poison always is.
Ivy. Yeah.
So it's gotta be the ivy. So it, the food
dies. And did you guys find it weird that like she's in the midst of poisoning him. Holscomb comes out. He's like, hey,
that backhand and fucking kick.
But like. She stabs him in the neck with the jugular with the plunger, but like you don't see her eject him, but she goes back and ejects Frank. But Frank wakes up and sees her like injecting him, and then he starts pulling the IV out. Like, and then in the next scene, he's having a fucking party and the girl's fucking there in the room. I'm like, what the fuck?
this is supposed to be 6 months past, and there was no indication that 6 months had passed in that thing. And I was actually surprised to read.
Oh shit! Okay,
that's when time. No, me too, completely. Until I just fucking read it. Apparently 6 months had passed between the time that happened and when they end up in Vegas. And I was like, what the? Yeah, no indication.
No, St. Patty's Day came early with that green dye.
Fuck. Yeah, that shit was nuts, dude. Yeah, I went down to the poison store and I bought some poison, which you know comes in its standard green color. I'm not going to inject it into him. I'm going to put it into his IV. But he is on his death's bed and then got poisoned, but was yet still to take someone down from his bed, which is also insane. Yeah, true. But you know this is much lesser offensive to me than the fact that this entire movie hinges on a CD, and this is 7 years after CD writers have been out, and you could copy that disc 100 times with no problem. And yeah, this to me is like a fucking. I was gritting my teeth the entire time I was watching this because they're all incredible. Like, this is our only copy we can have for some reason, and nobody else. Why wouldn't you just send it to every media platform of all fucking time? Right. Send it to every news outlet. Send it to everyone that you can.
Or piss off the bad bald guy and have him shoot your fucking Apple II for it. Like, it's so ridiculous. So dumb.
Apple II guy is the worst, man. He's he is like he's so bizarre. Like
I love that moniker. Yeah, like that's a fucking band name somehow.
He's so like this. Like the lady comes back and he's just like, you know, she's like, well, don't worry about it. He took like 6 shots, and then like the doctor says like he's got 2 shots, and then the doctor later on says. He took 6 shots, but I was able to get one of the bullets out. Like he got shot with a fucking shotgun. He got shot a bunch of fucking times. Like,
6 times. Oh, they're picking the pellets out.
Yeah, dude. Like
For the doctor not knowing the difference between bullets and pellets is a nice touch for sure. It is a
nice touch. Also, he stares at the camera like four or five times. I he swear does. To God. He just I keep making eye contact. Like, stop looking at me. Leave me alone, Doc. You're a terrible surgeon.
Now, I think this is low for me to say because I don't even want to say it, but this bugged me too. It's fucking the kid actor in here. And I understand it's a child actor. Was she related to someone in this movie at all? Because yes, it is.
I think he's related. I think she is related to Raymond Martino, the guy who directed this movie.
Okay, that explains it. And okay. I totally got the vibe of that because I was like, this isn't like an actor kid. This is someone who they were like, I'll throw you in my movie, kid. Hey, niece.
Melissa Martino, she plays Mary. And I believe that's his daughter. Yeah.
It is so bad, dude. And
she's awful. Yeah.
I understand she's a kid and she isn't as egregious. I mean,
look at her director as a father.
You're right, dude.
A fucking shoe to a foot.
I fall far from the tree, man. I hope her career got better after this because holy shit, she was born into a rough way, man. At one point in the movie, she fucking looks up at him and goes, why did God make this happen? I'm like, that's how I felt about this fucking movie in that moment.
Oh, what an existential, just like, okay. Yeah,
so deep, so deep.
Why did God make this happen?
God is not one of us.
God makes mistakes too, and sometimes he lets movies like this happen.
Yeah, right? It's so bad. It is, like, all across the board.
There's that guy, I agree, Mike. But there's that guy, Elvis, who looks like a walking corpse who hangs out with, like, he looks like a fucking corpse, dude, like, straight up, like, he painted his face. His name is Elvis in this movie, apparently.
Hey, it looks like he's held up by like scarecrow like sticks, like the way that he's like lurchy, but also kind of back. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Tron, you mentioned Seagal, like literally he's wearing a Seagal like a Indian jacket. It's Swede jacket the whole time.
I was Native American. I'm also like a ninja.
And his name is Gino Dinty in this. His actual Gino name, apparently, Dinty. Compared to IMDb, yeah, but that's it.
Gino Dinty. Yeah, and then, I don't even have a link here on Wikipedia. Yeah. That's the dead end there.
Yeah, we got Father Rich, too.
He's
Father
a mob
Rich.
Guy.
He's a mob guy. Hey,
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, Rebecca Ferrati, who played Lupe, has got a credit, but only as an actress or as a model and actress, and that's it.
Yeah, and she.
Who Lupe? They keep talking about Lupe. I'm like, who the fuck is Lupe?
Lupe all the fucking time. It's insane. I'm like, who the fuck? Because you can see.
And I get it because it's a sequel. I did not realize that at all.
Yeah.
And you know, fuck it. I'm gonna leave that mystery there. I don't care.
I'm first ever go back and watch that thing to like sort of like. Close that whole situation to infuse it.
Brother, I will go to the grave without ever wondering what happened in the prequel to this. I can honestly.
You can figure it out.
If this is as bad as softcore porn already, it's like I don't want any more of this shit. You know what I mean? Like, goddamn. Sure, maybe for 13-year-old me, but no, dude.
Nah, dude.
Also, I have to say, one of the most accurate depictions in the film, and I had to look this in my notes, is when she's typing on the fucking keyboard doing one finger at a time. I was like, I get it. I know for a fact that was actually Anna Nicole Smith fucking doing that scene. Oh, dude, that like almost made me cry laugh when I saw it.
Like, with her CIA, it was like he was doing mostly paperwork. So, you know, one chicken peck at a time, fucking nailing down all those papers.
No. Oh, my God. I almost cried.
But while seeing that scene, I was like, is it my dad? Because my dad, he used to text. He used to text like this. Like, it was brutal. Yes. Like, holy shit, dude. Like he's like a caveman, like grammar error.
Brutishly poking at the fucking phone. Yeah, dude, I totally yes. Yeah,
it's so,
that doesn't go away.
So bad.
Go away.
So bad.
No, there's only two here, but these are pretty amazing. I and in IMDb, God bless them, they put the continuity and factual errors in here.
Yes! Oh, I didn't even see that.
The factual errors are amazing. A compact disc, quote-unquote CD, cannot lie to someone's skull, particularly when it's being thrown at length.
Thank you. I had no idea.
Yeah. The fact that that was and not launched by like a dainty, big-breasted woman, and definitely not, right? Like, but that to me
fucking
was...
send it into orbit with her tit, like, just fucking shmam.
Like David and Goliath style, just using her tit as a sling to get that fucking.
Oh my god!
Now, so Tron, you mentioned Gold Knight. Is this not the same dam?
Hoover Dam.
Hoover Dam. Okay. 007, 008 go down to and Gold Knight.
I think so.
I think you're right. Yeah. I'm not certain. What a terrible place to commit a murder in, like, one of the most historic fucking landmarks in the United States, where tourism is rampant. Around the clock, cameras even on since the 80s, I'm pretty sure, at the dam. And it's completely desolate in the middle of the day when they're there, which is incredible. I don't know how they did it.
It's like 6 a.m. some shit. Like, yeah. But, like, all I could think about was, like, Peace and What I Do America. Was like, is this a goddamn?
Damn it, Beavis.
Is this a goddamn?
Oh, damn.
I feel like I think the whole time, like, goddamn.
And you're right. I mean, like, the entire ending of this movie, like you said, it's so fucking bad. Like, it's almost kind of shockingly bad.
It wraps up like a Power Rangers episode or some shit. Like, hey, all
right,
you did it.
Spot on. Fucking, where's Rita?
Rita Folsom,
what the fuck? Like a speedy roll. You're fucking so right.
Dude, that's so fucking dead on. I was trying to find a way to describe it, but there's not going to be anything better than that. You know, fucking Power Rangers episode. Like, we... Yeah, we saved the day walking into the camera of like three abreast with arms around each other and just that's it. Cut off. We did it.
Because it's so abrupt. It's out of nowhere.
It's so abrupt. It's insane, man. Holy shit.
It's like they just kept filming and editing at the same time and they got to it. Like, holy fuck, guys, this is getting over 1 hour 30. We got to stop right now.
Right. It's like, you know, I betray you. No, I love you. And then shoots the other guy. And also, when he's falling, I love the guy just leaning over full hilt to stare.
Oh, yeah.
There's that one little shot. It's like, you know, they probably direct him for like at least 3 minutes. Poor bastard just bent over like that, staring down. Yeah. And then the CGI of the motherfucker falling down. Like,
they literally brought him into like some early like crop, like some editing software, and they cropped him out. And it's just like, moving.
Crème de la shit.
The idea of that guy just sitting, the actor just sitting there staring down the bottom of the dam.
It's so ridiculous. Like full bent over, like fucking 45 degree angle, just like turned down. It's like so fucking funny.
Why would they use the only thing that could like help them get out of criminal prosecution as a weapon into his skull and then have him go down the side of the dam, dude? Literally, that disc was the only thing that could save them to be like, yeah, like if it ever comes back on them.
These films convinced me I could be a movie writer. No fucking problem.
Oh, yeah.
I may fall into the B category, but goddamn, I will at least have story structure. God, I got to start writing. It blows my mind. This had a budget of a couple million, I think, if I'm not mistaken.
Really? Wow.
Which makes no sense.
It couldn't. A movie like this couldn't exist today for the simple reason of internet porn. That killed.
You're right.
Every reason for a movie like this to exist, and why now today no one has interest in this movie. You're right, because there's no structure, there's no story, there's no real anything.
Which I find very sad. I think this movie should still exist. I think
it is. It's a niche genre. Don't get me wrong.
Go back to your roots, man. Yeah, it's vintage porn at this point.
Hey man,
it really is. It's vintage soft porn.
It's subjective.
Right.
If a car past 30 years old could be considered vintage, this is literally vintage porn at this point, boys. Yes.
But it's like a vintage, like Oldsmobile. It's not even a Cadillac.
No. Like, it's not a collectible.
So much this is so a little
Saber, dude. Yeah.
That crazy scene where Anna drives that white whatever it is. It's like an Oldsmobile. Then the next scene, she's driving like a LeSabre all of a sudden. Like, whoa.
Yeah.
What happened?
Moving on up to a John Cougar song.
She jumps in that fucking police car with no tags on it and no like symbols of whether or not it's the sheriff's,
right.
sheriff's car. But yeah. when she turns the ignition, it's like a rental car tag on the key. It's so bizarre. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
Like the guy in the shadows smoking opium sometimes. there's so many layers of the shit onion. Like, I don't even want to discuss, but they're there.
Joe was like is he smoking from like the that sort of candle when you put the fire out, that sort of candle smusher thing, whatever it is, you put the fire out with the candle smusher thing.
Oh, like, yeah.
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah.
Like, I least the fucking heroin or opium. Could serve. It's not like smoking a fucking bowl of weed, let it burn, hit it. Nah, man. I'm fucking chasing this dragon. Chasing
dragon, man.
PSA, don't do heroin. Yeah. Or opium. Oh my god,
Frankie Da Vinci, man. He's like, I like your hair. What's a fucking wig?
Yeah, dude.
Holy shit, man.
Oh, dude. The Mia Wallace wig that she's fucking wearing. Yeah, it's gnarly, dude.
It just reminds me. Dude, spot on. Yeah, holy shit, spot on, Mia Wallace. Yeah.
It reminded me of that scene of like when they fuck, before Anna and Frankie fuck. It reminds me of that scene in like Team America.
I had to mute it because I was taking a sip of beer, but you're like, when they fuck.
I promise I'll never die.
So like, and even more creepy with the priest like knocking on the door, talking to the girl. I just want to see Uncle Frank. It's like, what are you trying to do here, priestie?
Yeah.
Like,
what the
fuck? Like, just God, stop being the stereotype.
I think they thought that was going to be like the comedic relief that the priest is getting fucked up with them and seeing tits. And he's like, well, I'm going to have to do 12 indistinguishables.
Maybe.
And it's an incredible scene where Hulk, whatever his fucking guy from Renegade, he's like, he's in the waiting room and they're hanging out in there, and he's hearing the what happened with the bomb that went off with Michael Norrie, and he looks at the screen, he's like, oh my god, you know, like, and this guy got killed, right? And then you see like the screen starts to like almost like it's tracking errors and shit. Mm. On the screen, and that's it. I realized that because I've noticed that because I noticed when I used to record movies, like make movies as a kid, I had the same sort of recorder with the VHS on it. If you recorded like a TV screen, it looked the through that lens would fuck up whatever you looked through on the screen itself through the tube.
It would have lighting. Like running lines through it, right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah, so, like, yeah, yeah.
You have that, and then you have this. You have the same fucking. You have the same recording 30 minutes later about another character who dies, but it's the same. It's the same newscast from this other guy who died earlier in the, like 40 minutes earlier in the film. It's like, whoa, like, what the fuck? Like, it's just dubbed. It makes no sense. It looks like straight fucking trash. You got like you have like Jeffrey Dahmer talking, who's hanging out in the fucking. And the Cubist, the cul-de-sac or some shit hanging out, and it's all fucked up. And I'm like, yeah, I've totally noticed that sort of that situation because I've done it before as a kid. And man, wow, they just really reuse whatever they describe. It's brutal. Like, you can notice it immediately.
Like, they piecemealed things, right? Like, they could just get their hands on something and make it work with the movie. And I'm like, ah, do we not have enough budget to shoot the $2 million, guys?
Money. Well, the money's probably already been squandered and distributed. So, like, fuck it. Let's just make it work. Here's an Apple II. Anna just poked some fucking keys. CIA agent.
The money went to Anna Cole Smith and Pyro Techniques. That's all it went to. the whole time. Like explosions and get big ass fucking titties in here. We'll
make it work. Oh, and I guarantee producer salaries.
Oh yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah. What did it gross? Do you guys know?
It doesn't have a. It says a budget. It's like right? 1. Like something million. Hang on.
One of those movies where we'll never really know what
the real numbers are.
Yeah. Some of these they never post it because even if you look at classics, sometimes you just really can't tell unless you go to Wikipedia and try to deep dive.
Like in a real straight, like it's almost like with Netflix with their numbers or some shit. You can never they don't release them. So
they can just fucking lie to you. Yeah,
yeah, they just lie to you. So who knows? But I mean, basically, PM Entertainment was a sort of version of Netflix in the VHS era. But I guarantee you, they made a lot of fucking money on rentals and this shit. This thing got worn out a lot watching this.
No doubt, dude. Yeah. Yeah. There's holes burnt into this VHS. No question.
Yeah. And you could use me. Too, I mean, you're watching it all the time. You look at the old school cable thing where you're looking at the times and the settings and shit like that. You're like, you're ready for that shit at 2 a.m. in the morning. Well, your parents are asleep. And you're fucking like, yep. I'm watching To the Limit, man.
To the Limit. Titties. It's time for me and some it. To the Limit for yeah, sure.
Take it to the limit.
Yeah, there's a full frontal scene in here that for sure must have been fucking chopped up on everybody's rental.
Dude.
Oh, hey, man, I'm just like here, taking dude. A shower right now.
Anyone else feel like normal. Water can be just so orgasmic all the time? Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, what are you doing in there? Really? What are you doing? I'm just coming.
I'm coming. And I'm like, and then she looks dog faced into the fucking camera, like, eh?
Right in the camera. Right.
Nice.
Right,
yeah. Right. Anyone get that?
There's
joke?
so many actors doing that in this movie. It's insane. It's
yeah, dude. Every lady at that club, quote unquote club, they all look right into the fucking camera. It's bizarre.
You know what it is? Because he's looking at their tits while they look at the camera. He's completely oblivious. So, probably okay with it. He has to be.
Very much so, yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But anyway, what a terrible movie.
Terrible fucking awful one, dude. This one really stinks, I gotta say, boys. Dude,
no, like honestly, I said, I regretted. I was
awful. I don't regret it, but like, it is what it is. I mean, I'm glad we watched it. Yeah. We discussed it, but like, I'm with Mike.
What I realize is I'm old and I don't like these fucking movies anymore.
I don't either. You know, yeah.
I
mean, like, yeah.
I think that's what it is. I'm so, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm over these tits, man. I'm over these.
I love shit fucking movies, but these are just like. It's my fault, guys. It was my suggestion.
It's not your fault, and it's not the tits' fault. I'm just projecting on the tits. It's not. It has nothing to do with the tits. The tits were right.
No, here's the biggest. The biggest problem for me is, and I'm sure you guys will agree, it's just not entertaining enough. That's it.
Yeah, dude. I had a stroke. Like I said, yeah, longest hour and a half movie. That
I would agree.
Like, would have to stop and like, fuck. Okay, I'll go play GTA for like 30 minutes, trying to come back to this shit.
Yeah, I literally last night, I'm not even joking, had it on and fell asleep in the chair watching it. When at the most action-packed part of the movie, as I found out. Yeah, and I had to rewatch the rest of it today, and I was like, oh,
it's like I need the dominatrix in the movie who's burning candles on the dump fuck to get back into this. And even then, that ain't my thing, bro. That ain't my thing.
The man gets lit on fire. It's pretty fantastic. So where's that scroll at? Well, you fuck. I mean, come on, dude.
Right on.
But yeah, I think that's the biggest thing of this whole movie is that it's not entertaining enough. If it was more acting and more goofy shit, like more CDs.
It was way more softcore porn than I realized.
Yeah, they just spent way too much time on softcore porn. It could have been good. If they added more to the story, it could have had the bones of something watchable. Decent. It had the bones of something that could have worked. It's just they wasted so much time on tits, and I never thought I would say that. By the way,
but curse me, adulting and all that. Yeah,
I'm with you, buddy. I understand. Yeah.
But yes,
and it's not even something you could be turned on to. Every time I see her, I'm just like, fuck. This is a tragic story of like a lost
exactly. I'm
buried someone
now,
10 times her age and in hopes of like getting a fucking win on massive amounts of money, and her kid died and all that. That's all I see when I see this chick now. For me, it's not like it's just brutal, man.
There's no fun. There's no fun.
There's no fun to be had.
And it's that's sad almost. That's why I almost fucking nuked the whole thing, man.
No, I'm glad you did it, because holy shit, this soda was actually super fucking fun to do. So, like, the making
fun. And also, at the same time, I don't want her memory to be gone, but, man, what a terrible movie. Thank you, Joey Travolta.
Yeah.
Blame you, dick.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
You fucking prick. See,
Joey Travolta thought he had the best. Whatever. What a fucking moron.
We digress.
Yes.
And at the end of the day, man, it's one of those movies that I will never watch again. But that whole subgenre of film is almost kind of gone now, I would say. Like you were saying earlier, Chris. Like, yeah, everything, internet just dissolved these things.
Yeah, there's no need for as a 12 or 13 year old to stay up and have this VHS. There's just doesn't watch
it through the scratchy screen sometimes. You know,
yeah. Hoping for a second of like green, like
that's fuzzy, a tit.
Blurry tits. That could be a tit. Well, you don't know if it's a tit, but you're sure banking on it because you're paying tribute.
And we're speaking of technology that's so outdated too. That's the funniest part to me, man.
Yeah. That's the nuttiest part, dude.
It is nutty. But like I said before, I think it's a bummer that this sort of thing is kind of dead now. But I will say, eventually in the show, I have a bunch of these sort of type of movies that are actually awesome and fun and like full of action and shit. I'll bring it up when we get to that point. But tons of tits, but like awesome fucking action, awesome explosions, fucking giant snakes, you know, all kinds of cool shit. This thing
is more phallic references. Sorry. That's wait, great, though.
Guys. Dude, those skateboards, fucking throwing rocket launchers and shit. I got it for you guys. I'm planning it out. But like,
No. I will say if you can dig in that bag, pick one of those that I like. I like a pair of surprise tits. I don't like a movie to be centered around pair.
Exactly.
That to me is two different things.
Sure. Yeah.
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 And surprise three tits in Total Recall. Whatever. Whatever.
Shit, I wish I had three hands. But yeah, this was a bummer, but at the same time, I'm glad we got to suffer through it together. Had a great time, dude.
Me too. I hope they come up with a remake of this. You know,
as a crew forever and always. a remake would be interesting, Tron.
A remake, a complete remake of this movie today. What would it look like? Do you think?
So, it's still a chick.
It's
the main character,
maybe,
but she's badass.
She's Ronda badass. Rousey or some shit. I'm not exactly sure. Yeah.
Or it'd be like fucking Kristen Stewart or Ellen Page. What is Elliot Page?
Elliot Page, probably.
And just fucking everyone up. Which, frankly, I would kind of pay money to see that.
Be Frankie, but I'm not sure. Right? Who knows? But yeah.
Right.
You could probably hire that
straight to VOD, though, for sure.
Yeah. De Niro's affordable now. They could probably bring him into this.
Yes. The fucking 80-year-old with his fucking 18-month-old baby. Jesus, Bob. But whatever.
Christ. Holy fuck.
Yeah. Oh, you heard? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a rough one. Yeah. Well, you know, you could still shoot rounds at fucking 80, dude. That's just because you can doesn't mean you should.
I think it's been 3 years, but David Lynch has a fucking baby, his first baby he's ever had in his entire life.
So,
damn, yeah. Dude.
Oh, God. Wait, I thought he had a daughter, Lynch, that made stuff.
No, he had his first baby like a couple of years ago, man. And same with with Jeff Goldblum. He just had his first.
Oh, Cronenberg is what I was thinking of. The son, sorry. Other crazy director, right?
But yeah, I've, a lot of these dudes just kind of this. I mean, wow. I don't know. De Niro, you know, De Niro did his. He had a baby again too recently too. So he's fucking his 80.
Yeah, that's what Mike was talking about. The fucking
month.
18
months. What do you do? We digress. We gotta, this goddamn shit show.
Let's get it done.
Of a movie, not the episode, just the
movie. Yes.
My God, worst assassin ever, and Nicole Smith. Exactly. But man, like you said, Jeremy, I'm glad we talked about it. I'm glad we went through it. Next time y'all pick the shit.
Hey, dude, well, yeah, I'm not angry at all about this. No, don't get that across. I'm seriously like super stoked that we got to fucking talk about it because this is one of those things.
What
that,
a section of time.
Yeah, I think we don't ever delve into movies like this often enough. And there are so many of them that came out during the 90s. Literally, Cinemax made that's what made them millions of dollars was just putting out movies like this.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, and it sounds weird to say, but I mean, this movie has a little bit more than just that. I mean, the explosions, the production company behind it that they put into this. I mean, it's more than just your regular softcore porno. I mean, it's bigger than that, honestly. So yeah, I mean, but that sort of that ideal was there, and you know, it's an interesting time. I actually kind of, you know, the movie sucks, but like, it is fun to go back and watch this stuff.
Yeah, it's there's like, something nostalgic about it. Like,
it is. Yeah.
The entire run.
And for me, just knowing Joey Travolta was a thing, I had no idea.
I don't think these.
I didn't either. I had no idea, dude. Yeah, it was like seeing Charlie Murphy for the first time. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Charlie Murphy!
I kicked the shit out of him. Wow, right. R.I.P. Charlie Murphy. God, I love that guy.
R.I.P. Love him, man.
But yeah.
Yeah, well, a great pick, Mike. Even though, you know, we never talked about it.
No, it's still fun as shit to talk about. Yeah. It's obviously not a good movie, but we all knew this going into it. That's what we needed.
I did, because I was more surprised. I didn't think it'd be more porny than Skyscraper.
So, yeah, me too, man.
That's my misjudgment. But yeah, like y'all said. Fun episode. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. That was
a fucking movie.
Fucking barrel of laughs.
Mischief managed.
Yeah, mischief managed. That's the title. Nice.
All right. Hell yeah. Well, thanks everybody for listening to the show. Take care of each other out there. Don't be a piece of shit. And we'll talk to you soon. Later.
Peace.
Adios, muchachos.